The Jets are in Minnesota this weekend for a key game against the NFC North leading Vikings. We break it all down today on the Locked On Jets podcast.
You are Locked On Jets, your daily New York Jets podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome. This is the Locked On Jets podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. It's Friday, December 2nd, 2022, and I'm your host, John B. from GangreneNation.com. Thanking you for making the show your first listen or first watch every day. This podcast is free, and it's available on all platforms, including YouTube. If you like what you see or hear, hit the subscribe button where you're watching or listening so that you'll never miss an episode. If you're listening on a podcast source, please give the show a 5-star review. Helps the channel out, helps other Jets fans find the podcast. So does giving this episode a big thumbs up if you're watching on YouTube. Well, the Jets are in Minneapolis this weekend for a game against the Minnesota Vikings. Jets' first trip to Minnesota for a regular season game since 2014. They had a late season game out in Minnesota. It was Teddy Bridgewater's rookie year with the Vikings. Bridgewater, of course, would have a brief stint with the Jets a few years later. And the Jets lost the game in overtime on a long catch and run. It was a ugly day in the also ugly Jets season. That was the year of Rex Ryan and John Idzik. It was the year the Jets went 4-12. Both Ryan and Idzik were fired after the season. The Minnesota game was actually one of their last games. But that's the way it works in the NFL. You only visit the NFC venues once every 8 years. I guess that changes a bit with the 17th game, but for the most part, you'll really only visit a team in the other conference once every 8 years. It's kind of amazing to think of how much has changed since then. In fact, it's kind of amazing to think how much has changed just since last year. Since the opening of the season, who would have thought that this game would have the playoff implications it does? The Vikings are 9-2. They lead the NFC North. They're second in the NFC standings. So they would be the 2 seed if the season ended today. And the Jets, of course, are 7-4 and currently holding the 7 seed in the standings. Depending on how you look at it, the Jets may or may not have gotten help last night on Thursday Night Football as the Buffalo Bills defeated the New England Patriots. If you're looking for the division title, the Jets did not get help because the Jets are chasing Buffalo. If you're looking to just make a wild card, the Jets did get some help because New England lost. I mean, I don't see why you would do anything other than focus on the division more, but it's not like last night's game was a total lost cause. That's one of the good things when two teams you're battling in the standings play each other. Now, there's the bad, one of them's got to win, but one of them's got to lose. And this is a key game for the Jets, and it begins, I don't need to tell you, it begins, you know, the stretch that will determine whether or not the Jets break their long playoff drought this year. They've done a great job to get to this point, to get to 7-4. And yes, they've had plenty of breaks go their way, all the backup quarterbacks they have faced through the season. You know, this is my own theory. But I say this frequently. I say this every year when the schedule comes out. Now, I never know who the good teams are going to be. I always warn you, don't assume that a team's going to be good or a team's going to be bad. Case in point was this year, if you actually go back and listen to our watch my schedule reveal show, I said the only team that I was confident in was Seattle would be bad on the Jets schedule, and we see how that went. So you don't really know who the good teams and who the bad teams are going to be. There are always surprises in the NFL. Injuries make games either more difficult or less difficult. There's just a lot. It's very difficult to say before the start of the season who the easy games are and who the tough games are going to be. But I always feel like, to the extent that there are easy games, it's better to front-load them. And this is actually a pretty good example why. Because if the Jets are going into this game with 3 or 4 wins, you don't have a lot of confidence in them right now. And the Jets' schedule had been front-loaded with the tough teams. The record probably wouldn't be that great. It probably would be, the point where we'd be looking at mock drafts, we'd be focused on the end of the year. I doubt the team would have a whole lot of confidence. Now the Jets are heading to an opponent. They're facing an opponent that's 9-2. And yet, I get the sense from, and I speak with a lot of Jets fans, I get the sense Jets fans feel confident about this game. And I say this, I think the Jets are a very different team than they were even week 1 against Baltimore, week 2 against Cleveland, week 3 against Cincinnati. I feel like at some point you feel like you learn how to win. I know it's a cliche, but I feel like you make enough plays in big spots, you win enough games, suddenly your confidence level begins to rise, and you face a tough opponent late in the season, but you believe you can do it. And it's going to be important for the Jets because this last month and a half, is not going to be an easy stretch of games. They have 4 tough road games. They have this game this week against the NFC North leading Vikings. You follow that up with a visit to Buffalo against a Bills team that's going to be quite hungry. You know, the Jets got them the first time, and this Buffalo team is not going to be an easy team to sweep. They were a tough team for the Jets to just beat once. So now you're asking the Jets to sweep them, go into Buffalo, beat the Bills. That's not going to be easy. Later in the season, the Jets will have a trip to Miami. I think that's the last game of the season. They also have a trip to Seattle, which, again, you know, as much as I was making that out to be an easy game at the beginning of the season, now looks anything but. Who would have thought our old friend Geno Smith would? I mean, I know there were a few big-time Geno fans who believed in him, but there were not many. So my hat is off to anybody who believed in Geno, because he's really put together an excellent season. So of your six games left, those are four tough games. And, you know, the other two games are not exactly a walk in the park. You have a very feisty Detroit Lions team that's still on the schedule. And you have a Thursday night right before Christmas against the Jacksonville Jaguars. Feels like maybe the Jaguars are starting to put things together. Trevor Lawrence feels like he's starting to put the pieces together. It's also a short week. It's a, you know, those games are always a bit tricky. Fortunately, the Jets will be at home. And fortunately, this is, I hate Thursday night football. I hate it when the Jets play Thursday night. This is actually one of the exceptions, because the Jets now don't have to play Christmas Eve, because they're playing Jacksonville the Thursday night before Christmas. So we don't have to worry about our Christmas Eve plans getting ruined, you know, being distracted by the Jets. And, you know, if you're a Jets, you've been a Jets fan for 11 years or more, I don't need to tell you that there have been some rough Christmas Eves to be a Jets fan, most notably 2011, when the Jets lost to the Giants in a game both teams really needed. It was the Victor Cruz 99-yard touchdown game, so we won't have to worry about that this year. But this closing stretch for the Jets is not easy. You know, I've seen a lot of analysis that it very well could be the toughest final six games of the season any NFL team has to face. But the Jets are playing well. And if I told you that maybe before the start of the season, if I told you that, you know, this is going to be a tough stretch at the end of the game, at the end of the year, but you're going to enter December 7-4, who would not have signed up for that? Who would have believed it? Jets are playing meaningful games in December, and that was the stated goal of the Jets before the start of the season. And it's funny how your expectations change, because now that we're here, you know, they've kind of hit the goal, and I personally put the over-under for success at the start of the season at 6-7 wins, something in that ballpark. But now I'm sitting here and I'm saying, you know what? The Jets are already at 7 wins. They're already playing meaningful games in December. Might as well go make the playoffs now. Might as well go out and win this game. Go out and win a couple more games down the stretch. Again, none of these games are going to be easy. Jets are going to have to punch above their weight class a little bit. That's something they really have not, aside from the game against Buffalo, they really have not punched above their weight class all that much this year. Even the game against Miami, they were facing Skylar Thompson. That was not the Dolphins team that you can expect to see later on this season when the teams play in Miami. So now it's time for the Jets to step up. The Jets have shown that they can beat the bottom teams in the league. Now it's time for them to deliver against the best teams, close this season strong, and end this playoff drought that's lasted since 2010. And in all honesty, I have a lot of respect for the Vikings. I don't think you can ever view a game on the road against a 9-2 team in December as a guaranteed win. I don't think you could say it's an easy win. I don't even think the Jets should be favored. Vikings are 9-2 at home in December. They should be favored. But there are aspects of this matchup that I really like for the Jets. And we're going to talk about some of them as we continue this Friday game preview edition of the Locked On Jets podcast. Interesting call if you're a Jets fan playing Mike White in Daily Fantasy this weekend. Do you think he'll get more than 300 passing yards? It's tough to say, but if you do play Daily Fantasy, let me tell you about Prize Picks. Here's how it works. You pick 2 to 5 players, and if they score more or less than their Prize Picks projection, you can win up to 10 times your money on any entry. There's no competing against other people. It's just you versus the projections available. And Prize Picks offers projections on any sport that you watch. This includes the NFL, but it also includes the NBA, the NHL, college football, men's and women's college basketball, soccer, esports, NASCAR, tennis, MMA, boxing, Euro basketball, cricket, and my personal favorite, disc golf. Entries can be made in 60 seconds or less. It's that easy. They have safe and fast withdrawals, and they're currently operational in over 30 states and Canada. So download the Prize Picks app or go to prizepicks.com to sign up and play daily fantasy sports. First-time users can receive a 100% instant deposit match up to $100 with promo code LOCKEDON. If you deposit $50, Prize Picks gives you $50. If you deposit $100, Prize Picks gives you $100. And don't forget to enter promo code LOCKEDON at sign up for an instant deposit match of up to $100 using Prize Picks. Thank you again for making Locked On Jets your first listen or first watch every day. This podcast is free and available on all platforms, including YouTube. Jets in Minnesota this weekend for a game against the Vikings. Game will be on CBS, 1 o'clock Eastern time on Sunday. Our good friend Ian Eagle will be on the call with Charles Davis on CBS. lots of iron games this year, a sign that the Jets have really improved quite a bit. Jets at 7-4, looking for a key victory to keep pace in the AFC playoff race. Jets currently the 7th seed, and they face quite a challenge against this Minnesota team because Justin Jefferson's having an outstanding season. Justin Jefferson is, you know, maybe not entirely the same style of player, but having a comparable season to what Cooper Kupp did last year, when Cooper Kupp was just out of this world good and one of the driving forces behind the Rams winning the Super Bowl. And this Minnesota offense, you know, he's the guy. I mean, he's the guy you got to stop. And I have to say, based on the way Justin Jefferson's playing, this might be the one matchup all season long where I don't know that the Jets have the upper hand at the corner position. I know that's going to make a lot of people unhappy because how do I pick against Sauce Gardner? Well, yesterday, Luke Braun and I, we did our crossover Thursday show. And yeah, I talked about the way the Jets deploy their corners. And I think that Minnesota might try and keep Jefferson away from Sauce Gardner. But even if they don't, you know, even when he goes up one-on-one against Sauce, I mean, that's not a guaranteed win for Sauce. You know, I still expect Jefferson, even if Sauce holds his own, to get some of his. But I think, you know, you'll see Jefferson move around. And while DJ Reed and while Michael Carter II have been excellent this season, you know, they've got some, you know, that's a tough matchup for any of them. And then you also have to worry about the linebackers and coverage. Linebackers and safeties have been up and down all season long. So for me, it's not so much stopping this Minnesota attack. It's not so much about coverage. In most weeks, coverage plays a key role. And I think the Jets, you know, secondary needs to hold its own. They cannot get beaten right off the snap. They need to, like, at least hold up for a little bit in coverage. But in a game like this, I think it's the pass rush. I think you harass the quarterback. You keep him under constant pressure. You prevent him from getting the ball out. You prevent the receivers from having enough time to run more complex routes down the field. You force the quick throws. You force errant throws. To me, that's where this game's going to be won or lost by the Jets. I say it frequently. There are two spots you want to be good on defense. Now, you want to be good everywhere. But if you can only be two spots, if you can prioritize two spots over everywhere else, I think it's defensive line and I think it's corner. And fortunately for the Jets, they've been good in both spots. And that's probably the biggest reason this defense has been so good this year. Probably the biggest reason, you know, a year ago when Jeff Ulbrich was maybe the most unpopular man in the Jets fan base, suddenly nobody cares about him anymore. Suddenly everybody thinks he's fine. I mean, I don't know if anybody loves Jeff Ulbrich at this point, but the level of criticism he's taken over the past year has gone way down. I look at Quinnen Williams, I look at John Franklin Myers, and I look at these guys going up against this interior of the Minnesota offensive line, and they can have some issues. And I think we all know Kirk Cousins for his attributes, and Kirk Cousins is a very solid quarterback in this league, an above-average quarterback. He's not a guy who moves particularly well. You know, he's not a guy who, you know, if you get pressure up the middle, he's going to be able to bounce left, bounce right, to keep many plays alive. He's going to have to get rid of the ball. And to me, that's one of the areas the Jets have an edge in this game, because they have an edge up front. And if they get good enough coverage against Jefferson, and again, the linebackers, because Cousins is going to want to check the ball down when he can, you know, and you have to worry about the Jets linebackers, because, I mean, especially C.J. Mosley, who, over the last couple weeks, I mean, you've seen him take bad angle after bad angle, looking a little slow out there. A good pass rush can cover for a lot, though. A pass rush that can get to the quarterback can lift an entire defense up. I mean, that's what happened a couple weeks ago in New England. The Jets defense as a whole really did not play that great of a game. Mac Jones was kind of dinking and dunking his way down the field, but the Jets only gave up 3 points. And what was the biggest reason they only gave up 3 points in that game? Well, I would argue it's that whenever the Jets needed a big play by the defensive line, whenever they needed a sack to drive the Patriots out of field goal range or make the field goal attempt too long for Nick Folk, they got it, whether it was Carl Lawson, whether it was Quinnen Williams. The Jets made the plays in that game. And they've been doing it all season long. You know, last week against Chicago, they got off to a bit of a slow start. It was not a great first half. First two series, the Bears go right down the field and score, and you're kind of wondering what's going on here. But they picked it up in the second half. So I think that really this defensive line matchup for the Jets against this Minnesota offensive line, even though there's a lot that I think tilts towards Minnesota in this matchup, it's not about how many matchups you have the edge on. It's about which matchups are key. I mentioned this yesterday. I think if you line these rosters up 1 through 53, very strong case Minnesota has got the better roster. But that's not how games are played. Games are played on individual matchups, and a team that's less talented but matches up really well has an ability to exploit your weaknesses, they're going to beat you in many games. I mean, you see this all the time when you get to the playoffs, this time of year and beyond, where a higher-seeded team just runs into a horrible matchup. You know, maybe it's a team that can't stop the run and they face a dominant rushing attack. In this game, I think it's a team with a bit of a shaky interior offensive line going up against Quinnen Williams, who's having just a phenomenal season. And the Jets, you know, again, I don't know This is maybe the one time all year I'm going to tell you, I don't love this Jets matchup of their corners against the other team's best receiver. I don't think I'll say that. I may not say that again next week against Diggs. Even though Diggs beat Sauce Gardner once in the first meeting, the Jets did a good job, I think, bottling him up as the game progressed. But this week it's going to be tough, and I think the Jets will need their defensive line. This is one of the things that's great about being, you know, that's good about being great in both spots. You may later in the season face a team with a great offensive line, but doesn't have dynamic receivers, and that's a game where you'll lean more into the coverage. But this is the type of game where I think you're leaning on the defensive line. I think if the Jets win, Quinnen Williams is going to have another big game. I think John Franklin Myers is going to produce some numbers. You're going to see the Jets' defensive line do its job, and they'll be the driving force behind defensive performance, just as they were a couple weeks ago in a game the Jets probably should have won against New England. Now, here on the Locked On Jets podcast, we'll turn our attention to the other side of the ball. How good is this matchup for Mike White in the Jets' offense? That's what we'll discuss on this Friday game preview edition of Locked On Jets. This episode is brought to you by Audible. Audible is releasing a slate of new football podcasts that we're sure you're going to love. Find Think Like a Champion now wherever you get your podcasts. Think Like a Champion is a brand new podcast from Russell Wilson and Audible. Russell Wilson's a champion on the field, but off of it, we rarely know the grind on the path to greatness. Here, two-time Super Bowl champion and MVP Von Miller deliver sharp insights about performing at your highest level in moments of extreme pressure. Each episode features interviews with Olympic medalists, NFL stars, and business leaders. Hosts will swap stories and share proven mental techniques that have gotten the world's most elite performers across the finish line and beyond. Available free on Audible or wherever you get your podcasts. This is the Locked On Jets podcast here on this Friday. We're previewing Jets-Vikings, the 7-4 Jets at the 9-2 Vikings. Not an easy game by any stretch of the imagination, a road game in December against the 9-2 football team. A tough matchup by any definition. But, you know, I do think the Jets have an opportunity to win this game. And I think that you look at this matchup, Jets offense versus Minnesota's defense. Now, a lot of this goes to Mike White. And in all honesty, I don't think a lot of us know what to expect from Mike White. Now, he's played four games. He started four games in the NFL, and three of them have been really good. Now, you want to take out, there was a game where he left after the first quarter, where he was playing great against the Colts. You want to take that out. Two of the three games he's played start to finish, he's been very good. And I think that this Minnesota defense kind of matches up well with what Mike White does well. Because with Mike White, it's really get the ball out quickly, get the ball into the hands of your playmakers. Unlike, say, Zach Wilson. So Zach Wilson, I'm not saying this to be negative on Zach, this is more of an observation. I think Zach Wilson has his trusted receivers, and that's not unusual for a young quarterback, that when the chips are down, if you're not really sure what you're seeing, you're just going to get the ball to that guy. You're going to trust your go-to guy. Mike White, I think, did that last week with Garrett Wilson, but Mike White was much more willing to spread the ball around, go through his progressions, and just hit the open target, and sometimes that's a check down. And I think that that's the recipe for success for this Jets passing game against Minnesota, because you've got some talented guys coming off the edge. Not going to be easy to block these guys, Smith and Hunter. These guys are going to be tough, especially when you don't really know what the Jets are going to be dealing with at their tackle position. So to neutralize this, you need quick hitter passes. You need to get the ball out quickly. And we know that Minnesota's banged up in the secondary. It looks like they're going to be playing a backup cornerback in the lineup. So the Jets should have an edge here. This is a group of receivers with the Jets that, you go back and forth. Garrett Wilson's kind of inconsistent, but it feels like more and more he's turning into a number one type receiver for this offense. But you also have solid complementary parts. Elijah Moore, without Zach Wilson as his quarterback, has been playing through his two seasons at like an 1,100-yard pace with everybody else playing quarterback. If you average out his statistics with Joe Flacco and Josh Johnson and Mike White, it's about an 1,100-yard pace over 17 games. And Corey Davis is always the reliable veteran. And even Tyler Conklin, this is the Tyler Conklin revenge game. And as much fun as I've had with Tyler Conklin over the course of the season, it feels like recently he's kind of started to develop into that useful outlet that the Jets wanted. And part of that may have been Mike White entering the lineup last week. Again, White a little bit more willing to take his checkdowns. And I think the recipe for success against this Minnesota defense is kind of what Mike White does well. I think this is the type of defense where they're trying to make you force balls that you shouldn't force. They want you to get impatient. They want you to get away from the checkdowns. They want you to get away from the easy passes that are open in front of you. I think if we know one thing about Mike White, and there's a lot we don't know, he's willing to just do that. That game he threw for 405 yards against the Bengals last year, did not throw a single pass. I think there was one that got wiped out by a penalty, but no official passing attempts that traveled more than 15 yards down the field. If you're willing to give Mike White the underneath route, he's going to take it all day long, and he's not going to apologize for it. So I think the Jets have the tools because Mike White's so good at getting the ball out quickly. I think they have the tools to neutralize Minnesota's pass rush and maybe mitigate some of the issues the Jets have with all the injuries on the offensive line. I like the matchups of these receivers versus Minnesota's pass defense. And who knows? You know, I need to see more out of Bam Knight before I'm completely sold on him. But that was a very impressive debut last week he had against the Chicago Bears. And you know, this time of year, you see it all the time. Some running back comes off the practice squad out of nowhere and produces for a team down the stretch. And the Jets have, you know, they've been trying to piece it together since Breece Hall got injured. You've had some moments from Michael Carter. You had the one Buffalo game for James Robinson. But this running game's been up and down since Breece Hall left the lineup. I mean, to be honest with you, it's a little disappointing. I thought with Carter and Robinson, they'd be fine. And there have been weeks where they've been fine, but it hasn't been consistent enough. So we'll see what Bam Knight can bring to the lineup. But, I think the Jets really do have a shot in this game. Again, I'm not gonna say it's a guarantee. I think it's more of a coin flip type of game than a game that I'm very confident the Jets are going to win. But the Jets play their game. The Jets play their A game. This game's going to be a one-score kind of game. It's going to be a game that comes down to just a handful of plays. And when that happens, you take your chances, especially in a year like this where a lot has gone right for the Jets. Anyway, that's all for today's episode. This has been the Locked On Jets podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day is our motto. As always, if you enjoy the show, hit the subscribe button where you're watching or listening so that you'll never miss an episode. If you're watching on the podcast source, please give the show a 5-star review. Helps the channel out, helps other Jets fans find the podcast. So just giving this episode a big thumbs up if you're watching on YouTube. Have a great weekend. Enjoy the game. We'll be back after the game to talk about what happened between the Jets and the Minnesota Vikings.